said to me. Let me put a spark in your smile and paint whispers upon your lips. Paint sweet whispers of who we might yet be. The dawn looked beautiful, draped upon your skyline, your liquid frame, your seamstress eyes. And so you spun into the night, spinning your tails amidst the streets, your mark left as a sting. A Scorpio, your kiss has been sweet surrender into these violet skies, so take me to the land where rule is without name. The old way lies torn asunder, and a cloak of crimson is creeping in, and all things lead to here. Where the fissures and your sorrow heal, so they say, but only in time. He said to me, there is a friction, there is a motion, there is an elegance that works. So delicate, her porcelain frame. Wish only to see her safe, safe within these iron walls of whom not been I created. Though I know this is all wrong, I resign and fall to sleep, to wait until the dawn, a cocoon awaiting your morn, to steep in her palaces. Oh, and how could I condemn her? Too still to stay, and too pallid to leave. Oh, your frailty makes me ache. Oh, how your frailty makes me weak. My back will surely break beneath the weight of our regress. Oh, how your grace, it towers before me. Oh, how it looms, a monument of flesh and of flame, destined to lay ablaze until my eyes are left as ashes. So then, who am I? And what would I be if I were summoned before your smolders, to seep into your resting place, to weep, yet to falter? Oh, how did this all come to pass? These roads are sowed and trod upon, these paths are not yet cleared, and I do run the risk of losing face whilst I wrestle with the blade. And still I tangle in your footsteps, a chase so rotten and forlorn that only a fool would run. So heady were their wits between their legs that guide them to their birth, and return they do in droves and flocks, bleating merry abandon, stripped at their shepherd's hand. Bid me then wake from this sordid sleep, fair one. Bid me an end to this desperation, oh fair one. For this sickness is a slumber from which I cannot wake. Your fever dream, your books, your plague. And still I cannot shake it. The many ends inside you still so far to fall before my reach. Everlast, and ever doomed to sleep betwixt my pale of sins, for which my countenance is all too steep. So pray till I leave, pray till I stay in my exile, pray till what would remain for falling trees amidst the woods but your cry in vain, if not for human air. Oh, crystal mirror, black and still, bring guide this waking dream. In stone and silver I can find my weight, I can find my pain. Return, I receive from thee a faithful Gnostic fit of face, a circle drawn in sands by those who walked before, the other ones who labored here in the service of the all. And how can I forget you? Oh, my love, oh, my darling face. My faithless frame ever to rot upon the mount until my lesson is learned. Oh, and how cruel your lesson is. You're tempting steel lays here to plunge into my chest, to pluck my beating heart's to roar from an axe to have it set. So God damn you to your glory, your glory to his name, when a thousand suns still lay alight in torture and in shame. Oh, Father, won't you lead them to your holy mount? Won't you lead them to your grace? Won't you lead them all so reticent as they accept their fitful fate? Leave them shaking in their wilderness. Leave them shaking in their tortured dreams. Leave them shaking till their angel comes to guide them to their feet. Guide us witless to the gallows, and lead us gutless to the wastes, where the gallows men still fan the everlasting flames of discontent. And lead them not into temptation, and lead them not into sin. Pray, lead them solely, evermore, into the great Arthur.
Sex and then shall clash in front of his arm.
go, ye pilgrims. Stead and swift of greater works reside, to hold his presence steady still, and always at your side. Cast forth your blackened curtains all, illusory at most, they hold away the light and rain that shall purify your host. Your frame, your vessel forged of light, these gifts to thee bestowed in light, to counsel through your shame. The sword that is not a sword, the sound that is not a sound, the face that is not a face. Oh, westward men, oh, faceless men, oh, men of race of rose, oh, darkened souls still yet to come. Walk on, ye one and all ye same, to tread your sullen path, until his breath amidst the winds, until his sound amidst the trees, when all things need to hear, and all ways need to hear. Where the fissures and your sorrow heals, for his holy mount, some dust through shadow, a task so heaven sent, to venture here through guilt and shame, to heal our discontent. And until the morning comes, here is where I wait, my death the sea from which to part another pilgrim's life. next blade.